You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Fear is a funny thing. It can't be cured just by telling someone not to be afraid.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, release us from the fears that destroy, and give us faith that saves. For the sake of the holy lifeblood of your Son, shed for our sins, fill our souls with forgiveness and our lives with new strength, that we may serve you without fear of what other people may do, and with great respect for you. In genuine affection for you, we pray. All in the name of the Lord Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Fear is a funny thing. It can't be cured just by telling someone not to be afraid. People need more than that to conquer their fears. In the middle of a Great Depression, the new president of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, made a statement in his inaugural address for which he is always remembered. We have nothing to fear, he said, but fear itself. Actually, there were a lot of things to fear at that time. The economies of nations all across the world were collapsing. All the fine dreams were shattered. Business tycoons were jumping out of windows because they had lost hope. People who wanted work could find nothing to do. By the thousands and tens of thousands, they lined up at soup kitchens, organized just to keep people alive from day to day. Even though it was a clarion call, something brave to say at the moment, Roosevelt's "We have nothing to fear, but fear itself" had a hollow ring. People knew there was a lot to fear, and maybe worse to come. The fact is that something worse was to come. Only 7 years later, World War II began, with some of the greatest devastation that has ever been seen on Earth. With that war came engines of destruction that still hang heavy over the heads of all humanity. Don't tell me that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. There are a lot of things to make people afraid, perhaps more than there were in 1932. Here in the 1980s, more than 35 years since the nuclear age began, children are thinking thoughts that children never thought before. People have fears, which people never had in the same way during ages that went before. Christopher News Service tells about a writing contest held for high school students. They were asked to answer the question, "What will the world be like in the year 2000? One of them answered, "July 4th, 2001. Everyone else had evacuated to a shelter, but the scientists say they won't hold out under the power of the bomb. The only thing left to do is to pray. If there's some way under the sun to stop this, God help us. God help us all." Another student wrote in part, "The United States has been devastated. The purple mountain majesties and amber waves of grain were swept away by man's own creation. Maybe there are those still around who continue to say we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But they are mighty few. The slogan sounds hollow in the face of the facts. Facing the facts, including the fact of fear, Jesus Christ said with utter realism, "Don't be afraid of people. Whatever is now covered up will be uncovered and every secret will be made known. What I'm telling you in the dark, you must repeat in broad daylight, and what you have heard in private, you must announce from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. For only a penny you can buy two sparrows, yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. As for you, even the hairs of your head have all been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows." Down through the centuries, the saints with hope have distinguished themselves from the sinners without hope simply by following the advice of Jesus. Fear God and fear no man. It's not that the saints were not sinners. The first thing that a saint recognizes is that he is a sinner. Sinners who receive forgiveness from God acquire hope. Fearing God with a holy fear and serving God with personal love and even with affection, they become children again, looking up to their Father with admiration, respecting their Father's commands, trusting Father to do what is best, and loving their Father as He loves them. Just to say that is to point out that the world has lost its way. By and large, people are not like that. They try to look out for themselves and for no one else, doing what feels good and finding no satisfaction in it. Destroying others in order to save themselves, people are afraid. They've got good reason to be afraid. Afraid of others and what they might do. Afraid of inscrutable forces which seem to be out of control. Afraid even of themselves and what they might do to themselves. People are afraid. No wonder, without God and without hope in the world, people are always afraid. It's really a strange thing that people are afraid of everyone but God. They have respect for everyone, but not for God. They seek recognition from everyone, but they will not listen to God. They look for happiness everywhere except in God. They spend their whole lives trying to win a place in the world, but absolutely refuse to accept the place God gives them by His grace to everyone. The mercy seat God Himself provides for the whole world, bought with the innocent blood of God's own Son, Jesus Christ. "Nevertheless," said Jesus, "nevertheless, do not be afraid of people. Whatever is now covered up will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known. What I'm telling you in the dark, you must repeat in broad daylight. And what you've heard in private, you must announce from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell." The Son of God speaks with the authority of His Father. He knows what He's talking about. "You have good reason to be afraid. God is a consuming fire. That fire is even now burning. The world is being consumed by its own fear. It is stupidity to think that you will be saved by your money, your fearful efforts, the fearful weapons with which the nations are arming themselves, the slick and deceitful attitudes and artifices of diplomacy. By anything at all, except the grace of the living God." Faith in Jesus, God's Son, brings and builds a genuine respect for God. another kind of fear that with love saves rather than destroys. Jesus Christ represents the grace of God. He is the grace of God. He is the atonement for a world's sin. He's the shepherd of life, leading to green pastures where living waters run. Jesus knows his Father. For only a penny you can buy two sparrows. Yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's consent. As for you, even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Believe it or not, his eye is on the sparrow. Believe it or not, his eye is on you. You are worth more to him than many sparrows. Your lostness brought Jesus here, and your sin cost him his life. For you he died, and for you he lives. I did not make that up. God says that to you. I have redeemed you. You are mine. Fear him, and fear no more. The great God loves you and sent his Son that his cross might be the mercy seat where your sins are forgiven, your iniquity is pardoned, and you are healed. His eye is on the sparrow, and his Son died for you, that you might live without fear. Living with Christ is real living. Saying with real feeling, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. The Lord God has a rod and staff to protect his people. Follow him, a slave to no man, and yet the servant of all. Follow the Lord God with trust in his Son, whom God himself has given you and me to trust and to follow. Jesus said, do not be afraid. You are worth more, much more, than many sparrows. If anyone declares publicly that he belongs to me, I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven. And if anyone rejects me publicly, I will reject him before my Father in heaven. Faith in Christ is often portrayed as a soft and sentimental thing. Not so. It's a hard and fast thing, harder than the pride which governs the lives of so many people, the pleasures and passions with which people try to drown their sorrows. Faith in Christ is more terrible than the fear which drives people out of their minds. It is faith in God, whose eye is on the sparrow, and whose Son suffered the slights of humanity to become the Savior of the world. Now, in resurrection from the dead, he is declared to be the Son of God with power by that resurrection, as your brother and friend. A friend of mine told me about hearing Catherine Coop, that sturdy woman who was an American hostage for 444 days in Iran, tell about her experience to an audience of young people. Day in and day out, she said, the crowd screamed, death, 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 death. They started their shouting at 6 a.m. and continued until 2 a.m. Catherine Coop said that she and the other hostages with her were blindfolded even when they went to the bathroom. When they went to bed at night, their captors bound their hands and sometimes their feet. Who was captive in that situation? Asked Catherine Coop. The ones who were bound by the cords or the ones who were bound by hatred, hostility, and malice? Catherine Coop said, I was free. I found out that the yoke of Jesus, his forgiving love, was an easier burden to bear than hate and the spirit of revenge. She prayed to God in trust and love for him. She was free in the spirit. The love of Jesus empowered her to pray for her enemies as well as for her friends in captivity. Who was really free under those circumstances? When Catherine Coop was forced to face the cameras at Christmas time in Iran, she did not know what to say, but she sang a little old cradle song. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. It is significant that some of her fellow captives pointed out after their return that Catherine Coop had been a tower of strength during the whole ordeal. The Spirit of Jesus, breathing on us through the Word of God, invites us all to believe him. If anyone declares publicly that he belongs to me, I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven. But if anyone rejects me publicly, I will reject him before my Father in heaven. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Be afraid of God who can destroy both body and soul in hell. It's a hard fact. It is not true that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. There is one to fear, one to trust, one to love, and one to serve. There's one to love and to be loved, even Jesus Christ. And as his people have always said, and really believe, and thus live without fear, that love for him that comes from him casts out fear. Amen.